Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Fuck. I'll do it again. Hold on. New way of doing things here. So let's try it again.
Coming to you live from the Pontiac Silverdome, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Blake's analysis of the World Cup, IBWIP News Bulletin, an attempt to conjure the spirit of a founding father, and how to teach an old dog new tricks. With your co-hosts, Malls, me, Jason, and now your host for this evening, Blake Clayton.
Welcome, friends, Roman, countrymen, laid-up people. Drunk people.
Lend me your beer.
Lend me your beer. Welcome. I am Blake Clayton, the podcasting god. And you're listening live on IBWIP.com. And Miles, you came in right at the last second to help a out.
I did. I'm always here for you.
Is it my turn to say it? Is it my turn to say the end word?
End word, yeah, that's a bad word.
But we had some scheduling conflicts today. You've got so much stuff on your plate. There's cardboard boxes everywhere. Your son's going to have his feet cut off tomorrow.
Oh my God.
But you are.
It's all true.
But you are here for the team.
I am. But besides, I needed to sit down, so we're good.
And across from me, he's so handsome. He's so debonair. He's got longer hair than Fabio. The one and only Jason. Jason, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you. And I've also been hit in the face by a duck like Fabio.
Really? You want to elaborate on that? Or
yeah, I was taunting a group of ducks, and one of them just had enough and flew right towards my face and pulled a kamikaze.
Did it go Aflac?
Boo, yeah. Well, we got a little bit of a different format starting tonight, and we'll see how it goes. Hey, I forgot to push this button that says stopwatch. I haven't done anything right. I had you
in a time of turmoil.
I had you on mute.
You dropped the N-word right away.
N-word. I've done everything possible wrong, but we're going to make it up to everybody tonight. We're going to have a great show. If you're listening live on IBWIP.com, click on that chat room tab.
Chat it up.
Chat room tab.
Chat that ass.
Well, I want to start off very quickly. Because that's what we're doing here. We're doing it very quickly.
Move it.
It's kind of like sex with me, right?
Right.
Very, very quick. Yeah. So I want to talk about the World Cup.
Who cares about it?
Well, I care about it all of a sudden. I never did, and I never watched soccer, but I've really invested a lot of time and effort into it.
It's like the Olympics, though, right? Every 4 years.
Right, I'll never watch it again.
Yeah, then everyone's like, oh, World Cup fever, but who gives a shit?
Yeah, when it's over, I won't watch it anymore. But what I have noticed and what is just driving me insane is how in soccer, you can have a tie or even a loss, and your team is happy. So I'll do you real quick. They start off with, they have brackets, and you got to play three games. And depending on if you win or you tie or how many goals you get, you could win one game and still go to the next round, right? So I'm sitting here waiting for the cable guy to come, and the U.S. has to beat, I don't know, some team.
Ghana.
Some team with black people on it.
Ghana.
And they have to win. Oh, it's against Germany.
Right.
There was no black people. There was no black people.
Wow. But they're hard as hell over there anyway.
Right, exactly. And so we had to win or tie to move on to the next round.
Tie.
Yeah. Well, before that, they were playing Ghana. This is Ghana. I got mad because they were playing Ghana, and if they would have won, they would have been in. And they could have rested all their players the next game against Germany. But no, they tied. With like 20 seconds left in the game, they tie. Mm-hmm. They should be devastated. They should have been, on the ground, pounding on the ground. They should have been angry at themselves for blowing a lead. Mm-hmm. But instead, they tied, and their coach was like, we're still going to do good.
What is this tie bullshit?
I, It's stupid. That's what I hate about soccer.
They're playing 8 hours to go to a tie. Play sudden death after that. Just go until someone scores and someone gets ahead. Who wants to deal with a tie?
Well, they do that now in this next round. They play for another. Right. They play for another 6 hours.
All right.
But it just irks me. Every other sport in the whole world, it matters if you win or lose. Mm-hmm. Soccer, not so much. A lot of teams were playing to get a tie. They're like, oh, we can't beat these guys, so maybe we'll get a tie. That'd be great.
What kind of mentality is that?
It's third world country mentality.
There you are.
It's like, oh, I can drink water out of this river where there's a big cow shitting in it.
Yeah, just a mile upstream.
Right, but I'm gonna get. It's like a tie is a win for me.
And water, drinking water full of shit's a win for them there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You want to know what bugs me about the whole soccer thing?
Shit water?
Well, besides the shit water, I have probably watched more soccer than I ever have in my entire life in the last 3 days. And I have not yet seen one half-naked man.
Is that what you want?
When do they do the, you know, they score the goal and then they run and they go, ah! And then they rip their clothes off, at least their shirt off.
Yeah, I want to see that too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to one of those Brazilian guys to do it with their hairy chest. Like the guy from Greece. Oh, yeah. The guy from Greece, he pulls off his chest hair.
He's wearing a jean
there's
sweater
some
under there.
Very good looking soccer players out there, yes.
Yeah, hell yeah, there are.
Yeah, so I want to see some man chest.
You've been watching it for 3 days just to see one bare chest that you could Google image?
I can't get anything but ESPN on my TV for some reason right now. I wonder why.
It's an HD. It's fiber optic.
You can see high definition nipples.
Right. There we go.
So I just want to get that out of the way because World Cup, it's a big deal, but you can't live your life. And listeners, you cannot live your life being satisfied with a tie.
Grab a pen and paper. Write this down, listeners.
I'll say it again. In sex, mm-hmm. in your job, in your relationships. Are you writing it down?
Got it.
In your rape. You can't.
What?
You can't settle for a tie. Do you think Jack the Ripper settled for a tie? No.
I doubt it.
Do you think. What? On the Griswolds, when they went to. Go see Marty Moose in the amusement park.
Wally World.
Do you think they would have been satisfied with a tie?
No.
Do you think they just would have walked up there and knocked on it and said, Clark didn't go, we drove all this way. We'll consider it a tie.
He pulled a pistol from his waistband and stuck it to John Candy and said, you're going to make me ride this goddamn coaster.
And that's what the United States needs to do to arrest these fucking soccer.
Get some guns country. Out there, fellas. Get Let's some liven guns. The sport up.
Bite somebody. It seems to work real good. That's all I got to say about that.
You feel better?
I feel better.
Got that off your chest?
Yeah, watch.
Yeah!
There we go.
The big payoff.
I'm so excited about the new format that I wore on my dress clothes.
Very fancy. Very nice.
All right, so other than the World Cup going on, we have some other things going on in the world.
You would think there's no other news out there except the World Cup, but you know what? Molly found it.
Yes, I did. I got here. News number one. Tips on how to buy the perfect tent for summer camping.
Ooh.
This is right up your alley.
Right.
Yeah. I bought a pop-up.
Every time I talk to you, it's like, we just went camping again this weekend. I was like, oh, you meant last week. He's like, no, this weekend again, too. Every weekend, you guys are out there camping it up.
We try. So when buying the perfect tent, your first question when choosing a tent, regardless of the price, is how many people can it hold?
We went from a two-man tent to a six-man tent mm-hmm. to a 10-man tent to mm-hmm. a pop-up that'll hold 12.
Right.
Like it'll sleep 12 or like just 12 can stand up in there?
No, it'll sleep 12.
It'll sleep 12.
How many people do you plan on having in there?
Two or four.
So plenty of room.
I bought the bigger one. I probably didn't need that as big a one.
No. So typical camping tents sleep from 4 to 8 people. Remember to consider extra room for gear, especially when camping with Blake. He brings a lot of gear, basic stuff, and if you must, pets.
What do you bring that's excessive?
Oh, when
you
go
camping? I don't think there's anything that I bring that's
Everything.
Excessive. Everything I bring, I need.
Like a pallet of Bazooka Joe bubblegum? You probably don't need that. Unless you really like those jokes.
Hey-o. No, I bring everything you would need on a camping trip. I bring Band-Aids. I bring bungee cords. I bring buckets. I bring...
hot wax.
No, I haven't. But you know what? That would come in handy for the sex and the intense sex.
The in pop-up sex. How are you going to do that?
Oh, shit.
I'm going to have to make sure that thing is level.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to tip it forward.
So what kind of tents are there? We have cabin-style tents. Yes. We have dome-style tents.
That's what we had sex in last time.
Yeah. And then we have screen rooms and sun shelters. Any of those three you guys want to hear more about?
Intense sex, dome sex, pop-up sex, all these tents and sex. It's very very erotic.
Yes.
Right.
Is that why you guys go camping so much? Is your only escape to...
let ourselves...
Lay the bacon?
Lay the bacon.
I like being outside.
When she has sex. We're going to do it on the new patio pretty soon, too.
Have her on the railing?
Yep.
Oh, geez. Well, that's erotic. I would die.
It's a lot safer.
Well, right. Yeah. I would go over it. That would be horrible. I like dome-style tents. I do. They're my favorite.
I have no opinion because I don't know what they are, nor am I interested in going camping. My body is full of bites.
Dome-style tents, they stand tall in the center, but their walls have more of a slope, which slightly reduces the livable space.
I wonder if I should get her a dome microphone.
Why am I not speaking into the microphone?
You have a tendency to look away from
me. Well, I'm trying to read and talk. You got cabin-style tents is kind of like the one that we got rid of before, just now.
Yes.
A little bit ago.
What's that? Where it's like just four walls?
It's like a box, yeah.
Okay.
It's
more upright box. Design. And they offer the easiest in and out access.
There you go.
And those, in and the out sex access. The sex isn't as good in those because it's such a big room to
it's
fill.
It's kind of like a party. Like you want to confine people to a certain area of a party. You don't want to get them spread out or people, it gets weird. And so like in a dome style, you're forced to embrace each other sexually.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, you know what? Maybe I am into camping.
Cozier the better. It looks like dome tents, about $159, about that. Yep. Thanks for fixing. Yep, there we go. Better? Ooh, the big Agnes, Wyoming trail to tent, which would probably be like your cabin-style tent. Guess how much that sucker would run you. Any guesses?
I'm not going to guess.
You're not going to guess?
I refuse.
$350.
$400.
I was close because you guessed nothing.
Yeah, you were closer.
So is anybody going to go buy a tent?
No.
No, I'm not.
No?
No.
You're not?
But it is the best place to have sex.
I have trees in my backyard, which I can break a stick off of, and a sheet that I can just prop up if I need it. But I won't. I won't need it because I have a house. I'm just going to stay in the house. I'm not going camping.
Ever.
Never?
No.
Even if we invited you?
I will then.
Yeah. Well, what if your daughter wants
even,
to go
even,
to?
Even if we offer you a three-way?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right.
London Bridge is falling down.
Eiffel Tower.
Are we going to move on, boys?
Yes, move on.
Please. Okay. The second story in the world today, the Super Nanny's amazingly simple solution to tantrums.
Are you guys familiar with the Super Nanny?
Yeah.
She's the British lady.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about her? You like her?
I liked her before I had kids.
What happened? What?
I don't know. No, I think she has really good ideas and really good suggestions, but I think she deals with children that are completely out of control. Not
so you see just extreme cases and how to solve extreme cases?
Right.
Versus,
I'd like to...
Yeah.
I'd like to see her come into my house and tell me how...
I think she's a lot like Adele, just can't sing.
Yeah, that too.
Because she's British, white, and fat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The three things I look for in a nanny. I like them British. What did you say it was?
White, fat.
Have you ever seen a British black person? They start talking and your mind just goes like, how is that happening?
I like my women like I like my coffee. Strong, black, and proud.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Take that to the bank.
Yeah, okay. All right, so
the
in her
black bank. Of coffee.
Did you know her name was Joe Frost?
No, I don't watch that bullshit.
Do you want to build a snowman?
And she has 7 books now. In her 7th book on parenting, Jo Frost, better known to U.S. audiences as the Super Nanny, lays out the basics for raising a child during one of the most trying stages, toddlers.
Hmm. Seven books. I mean, get to the fucking point, right?
If you were good at your job, it would just take one book.
One good book.
Look at God. Jesus.
Yeah, but you know, they have so many... They have so many books, though, that like, oh, my child was great until he turned 7. So then they have How to Train Your 7-Year-Old Boy or How to Train Your 7-Year-Old Girl, How to Train Your... You know, and it's all train. It's not.
They have that in the what to expect when you're expecting. They have what to expect when you're expecting the second time. What to expect when expecting
from your
father. What to
expect when you're expecting.
Yeah, what to expect when your husband.
What is it? The different strokes nice for different folks. You know, not everybody agrees with. So it's just a different way that she has, I guess. I don't know. I like her.
I'd
have sex with her.
Because she fits your requirements.
Right.
I guess she not only details the steps to dealing with tantrums, but says they're healthy opportunities for a family to connect with their child.
I think you just spank your kid once in a while, put them in timeout, tell them that they're pieces of shit. It works fine.
No. Apparently, you're supposed to understand what triggers the meltdown.
They're kids. That's the meltdown. Sugar, lack of sleep, and spoiledness is what triggers meltdowns.
Hmm.
And if they don't ever fear the back of their parents' hand, they're gonna be out of control.
That's right. It's like your kids are like the first day in prison. You just got to hit them once on the first day.
Yeah,
and they'll always remember.
That's what I do with my women. You hit them the first time, show them who's boss.
Right. That's how I deal with you too.
It hurts when you hit me, though.
Well, it's because I hit right.
Yeah, one more?
I have a whole bunch more.
Just do one more into the microphone.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to go with this one.
Okay, that's a good one.
Eminem.
The rapper?
The rapper. The rapper Eminem. Eminem's daughter graduates from high school. Reminds us that we are all really, really old. Eminem's baby girl, a.k.a. Haley Mathers, is all grown up. In fact, she just graduated high school. In October, Haley was named homecoming queen of Chippewa Valley High School.
Of course she's homecoming queen.
And on June 11th, she graduated with an Academic Excellence Award, honoring her parents' influence on the school website. Thanks, Daddy.
Yeah, my mom and my dad hated each other, and my dad talked about killing my mom, and that's why I got really good grades, because I was scared of my dad.
Positive influence of my dad writing entire albums about murdering my mom.
Right, and doing drugs.
My mother and father are... Wait, it goes on to say, my mother and father are because... Okay, apparently something's not working, because that doesn't make any sense. Because they have pushed me to be the person I am and have given me all the support to achieve what I have, she said.
All the support means...
The money.
I've had tons of money and could get whatever I wanted.
Have you seen her?
Is she high?
She's cute.
Is she?
She is cute. It's weird to say that because... Like, I do remember, like, 15 years ago, like, this first album came out, and, like, she was, like, he would have his daughter on the album, but she'd sound like she'd be, like, 4 or 5 years old talking, and now she's cute. It's pretty creepy to say that out loud and into a microphone and have it recorded.
Hey, you know.
Okay, this is all really nice, because she appears to be having a really great normal life. Although the real takeaway here is that anyone who remembers listening to Haley's song in 2002 is now officially ancient.
We're not that old, are we?
Yes, we are.
I mean, maybe Molly is, but...
Well, Molly is the oldest person in the room.
By how far?
About 36 gray hairs.
Oof.
Oh, I cannot say that. I should have skipped this one. Eminem once said, "My baby girl keeps getting older. I watch her grow up with pride. People make jokes because they don't understand me. They just don't know the real side."
Word.
Well, truer words were never spoken.
Jeez.
By Mem-and-Eminem.
So it's Slim Shady, Marshall Mathers, Eminem, and...
Bad versus Evil.
He had so many
D12.
Names.
What else did he have? Was it MacGyver?
Oh, Bugs Bunny.
Ben Kingsley Jr.
Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny.
Seamus Hensley.
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
I think that's the last one.
Yeah, I think that's...
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
All of Slim Shady's aliases we're trying to name.
Yeah. Oh. His new album is good, though. I like him.
Which one was that? Recovery?
No, this is a newer one. This is the Marshall Mathers LP number 2 or something.
Oh, I can't keep track of that. Do you still buy Eminem albums and listen to them?
I don't buy them, but I listen to them.
When is it not appropriate anymore, age-wise, for us to not listen to that?
When his daughter graduates from high school?
All right.
Or college.
Oh, we got a few more years.
We got one more album at least.
Bachelor's degree? Master's?
Just straight college degree.
Okay, bachelor degree. Okay.
One of these days, he'll cross over into easy listening, and then you guys can still listen to him.
That is not untrue. Like, there will be a day when he is on, like, classic rock or, like, an easy listening, and he'd be like, no, he was... Remember when he talked about killing his wife? That's not easy listening.
Now I've decided to go ahead and pay the alimony. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No commercials, all hour.
That's all the news I got, but did you guys hear that Hollywood died?
Who's Hollywood?
Hollywood Hulk Hogan?
No, the black guy that was Hollywood on...
Meshack Taylor.
Yeah.
From Designing Women.
Designing Women.
I read that on the toilet earlier today.
Did you?
Well, it wasn't like written on my toilet.
Okay, I was going to say, who writes shit on your toilet?
Was he the gay guy?
Yeah, in Mannequin. He was also in Mannequin. Yeah. He was the gay guy.
He died? What did he die from?
He was 67.
His name was Hollywood?
No, well, in Mannequin. I don't remember his real name.
Was he in Mannequin Part 2 as well?
Yeah, he was.
Was he the only crossover? Was he the only character that made it from the first one?
Wasn't Andrew McCarthy was in it? Was the second one?
I don't watch it. It was Kim Cattrall, right?
Yeah, the first one.
As the mannequin?
Yep. Yep. I loved that
movie. What a horrible
movie.
Fucking show that is.
I loved it.
Oh, God. Okay. You know what? Let's listen to Scotch by The Drunken Cuddle.
I like that. That's a good idea. Let's do that. Okay. Molly, right into the microphone.
If George Washington was alive today, it would probably burn when he pees because he had sex with a lot of slaves back in the old days.
Since you left, not much has changed. Still sitting at the bar with that same old drink. Pour me a glass of that single malt poison. Slide it down the bar and leave me be. Yeah, pour me a glass of that crystal medicine. My head is pounding, my legs aching, I know it won't sink in. You cut me off when I've had too much. The struggle to get me out the starless sky, your eyes are bright, his grip was tight, his lips were on your skin. I turned around and walked away, disgusted with your betrayal. Pour me a glass of that twisted medicine. My head is pounding, my legs aching, I know it won't sink in. You cut me off when I've had too much. You struggle to get me out the door. Pour me a glass of that twisted medicine. Cut me off when I've had too much. You struggle to get me out the door. Yeah, struggle to get me out the door.
Alrighty, folks. Let me just tell you something real quick in between songs here. Alright, we got thousands of ways to get a hold of us. You can go to IBWIP.com. One Stop Shop has all the episodes, our YouTube videos, our live stream, our chat room, which is open right now. You can email us at blake@ibwip.com. We're on Facebook, search IBWIP. We're on Twitter, IBWIPCOM. We're on Vine, Instagram. Come see my dog and me. And you can listen to the show also on iTunes under podcasts. Search It Burns When I Pee. Now back to our regular scheduled jam session.
Fucking glad that you're gone now. After 14 months, you'd think I'd feel alone somehow. When you took all your shit and moved it on out of my house. But I'm so fucking glad that you're gone. Well, you went away and far, I hope, a million miles. Everything that I could give, and then you still complain, is that the way you wanted me to live? When you left, you thought I'd crawl to you, but you're dead wrong, and I got something to say to you. I'm so fucking glad that you're gone now. After 14 months, you'd think I'd feel alone. You took all your shit and moved it on out of my house. But I'm so fucking glad that you're gone. Oh, get out of town!
Was Glad That You're Gone by Shot to Hell.
Shot down. Shot him to hell. Shot the commie bastards all to hell.
The commie bastards?
Shot him. Well, it's obvious they're talking about communists.
I thought so.
So glad you're fucking gone? Of course, that's what it is. All right, folks. It's me. Your buddy. Your friend.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, friend.
Hey, buddy.
Molly?
Hey, bud.
Hey, friend. I want to do something different tonight. You know, we're trying a new format to the show, and you know, I watched this show the other night about seances.
What now, show was it?
Huh?
What show? Seance show?
Yeah, it was
on TLC.
How to build a seance?
Huh.
And since we moved back to the old apartment next to the cemetery, I thought, what a better time than to try to do a seance and try to get...
No. Not, we're too close to the cemetery. I'm looking out the back door and I can see the cemetery. I don't want to do a seance right here.
I think we're going to go ahead and do this. We're going to try to conjure up the spirit of one of our founding fathers, because this episode is going to be released on the 4th of July. Very patriotic.
It is a patriotic episode. I feel that way too.
So we have sparklers for later?
Well, no. You don't want to scare her off the premonitions.
I don't like it.
I don't believe in this stuff. Let me just say that off the bat. Right. I think this stuff, it's kind of, I mean, it's creepy.
Very creepy.
There's creepy vibes when you do that kind of thing. And seriously, being right next to a graveyard, as we are, no joke, It's creepy, but I don't believe in it. It's just weird, though.
All right, well, I'm going to turn the lights off.
No, you're not.
Please.
I'm going to turn the lights off. Hold on.
I'm going to leave.
Aw, man. All the lights are off.
All right, now, what we're supposed to do next is we're supposed to pick a person for the spirit to come through. Molly?
Yeah?
Do you want us to try to conjure the spirit through you?
No way in hell.
Okay. I can't do it because I'm running the board. Okay.
What if we conjure the spirit of someone who can run the board?
That would be awesome because I would hire them. Okay. Jason?
It's clearly bullshit. I will do it.
Okay.
Please channel something through me.
Okay. All right.
Can it be a half-naked girl?
No, it's one of our founding fathers.
Oh, can it be a half-naked founding father?
Are we shooting for any founding father, like the closest one to us, or does it matter who we're...
Well,
we're asking
the
for.
First president of the United States was George Washington.
True.
And it's Independence Day is coming up.
I didn't like his hair.
I'm sure he was worried about your hair. All right, let's put our hands together. Okay.
Okay.
Let's put our hands
Come
together.
Come on, hold my hand.
Okay.
It's as clean.
Why is,
it's
it, as why clean. Is it cold?
My hand?
Yes.
All right.
I've been sitting on it.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
You going to start us off on what we should say?
Or, yeah, oh, do you yeah. want to, do you want to start a talk? What are you doing?
Okay, sure.
You're the one that watched the show.
No, I've got something we can say.
Okay,
I'll say it the first time, and then you guys can. Mecha leka hi, mecha hiney ho.
Mecha leka hi, mecha hiney ho.
Mecha leka hi, mecha chani ho.
Mecha leka hi, mecha chani ho. I would like to summon one of the founding fathers, the father of our nation, to celebrate the 4th of July. Please, George, if you're out there, please come visit us. Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Give him something to drink.
George. What is this? What is the meaning of this?
Is it really George Washington?
Who is this? Where am I?
You're at IBWIP Studios. Do you have to poop?
Perhaps.
Don't use the downstairs basement.
I will use the upstairs facilities.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. You're actually in Jason's body right now.
It's awful.
Is it your hair's too long?
The hair's fine.
Well, since we have you on here, George, do you mind if we ask you some questions?
How long am I stuck in this filthy body anyhow?
Hold on, honey, I don't think you should call him George. You need to call him something other.
Mr. Washington?
Mr. President will be fine.
Mr. President? General?
General Washington.
General Washington, Mr. President. Jesus Christ.
It's awful.
What does it taste like?
Tastes like garbage. He's been eating out of the trash, clearly.
Well, he said it's been rough lately.
But by what I'm wearing, it is clear.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just happen to have a few questions for you.
Fire away, I suppose.
As one of the founding fathers of the United States, what do you think of what we have become as a nation?
Boy, I cannot get over this body. I tell you what, I am often summoned by a room full of ne'er-do-wells such as this.
Ne'er-do-wells.
And just as often asked this very question.
So it's not really an original bit?
It is not. I have a preloaded answer for this. I will tell you what I told the punks listening to Paramore in their mother's basement last week when they seanced me. This is now a nation of do-nothings, pansies, narcissists, and entitled human trash.
Oh.
That said, iPods are pretty awesome.
They are very awesome.
I mean, come on. Every song I know in a single device. And don't get me started on the battery life. Impeccable.
So, nation, bad, selfish.
iPod's good.
iPod's good. All right. Well, that makes sense. By 1774, you had over a total of over 800 slaves. Yet historians say that you were secretly against slavery. Can you set the record straight right here on IBWIP? What is your stance on slavery?
Well, if you break it down by how long I lived, I only had one slave for like every 31 days of my life, which really isn't that bad.
That's not bad at all.
If you break it down that way. Oh.
I suppose I was as against slavery as much as Benjamin Franklin was against sans-culottes. If confronted by the media, oh no. But behind closed doors, well, that's something else entirely.
Now, did you not share your views on slavery because you were afraid that it would affect your...
Of course. Historians will always correct history to how they want it. Right? I owned 800 slaves. How could I be against slavery while owning other human beings? But as a founding father, they want to look at me with a shining light and with impeccable flawlessness.
And you have that.
Clearly.
Is that why you...
The history books do say so.
So is it true that you often had sex with your female slaves?
Let's define often, shall we?
Okay, well, often enough to where there's so many black people with the name Washington in this country. And if you go back, I mean, you're the first Washington.
Well, once a day? No. Once a week? Yes. Am I thinking about it now? Maybe. Perhaps I am.
Can you have sex as a ghost in somebody else? I guess you could because you're using Jason's body.
This is one of the very... I mean, I could have sex, but this body would clearly not get laid.
Clearly. We've been trying to talk to him about that.
It's the hair.
We've talked to nurses and everything.
Well, you're going to have to talk him up some more.
What do you think Jason needs to find that good woman? I mean, can you tell, like, since you're in his body? I mean, are you taking over his mind or just...
I can see everything in his mind. It is not worth talking of. What he needs is a good woman to settle him down. He is a wild stallion.
It reminds me of that picture I wanted for the bedroom. Yeah. That big, huge painting.
A picture of Jason bare-chested over your bed to help stamina and... Perhaps conceive a child?
Fertility.
Oh.
A fertility picture of there Jason bare-chested?
We kind of got off topic.
Lucky devil.
So which of the founding fathers did you dislike the most? Oh, I forgot to ask you, since you're not ready for that one.
Right.
How many kids did you spawn from your slave fucking...
Well, I started out with about 30 slaves. A third of those were women. I had lain with all of them, and eventually ended up with 800 slaves total. This is where the math gets murky. Carry the one, past the gravy, over the hill, through the berry patch. I would fancy a guess betwixt 8 and 235, give or take.
Yeah, that's about my record. So which of the founding fathers did you dislike the most?
The question from before. I dislike Gary the most. He never brushed his hair or his powdered wig.
Gary.
And he smelled of rotting lilac seed.
Gary.
Gary Johnson? The founding father, Gary Johnson, of course.
What does lilac seed smell like? Lilacs?
It smells like Jason's mouth.
So, some girl's vagina, then.
He would like to think so.
Right. So we are on the second term of Barack Obama, who is our first black president. What are your views on how his presidency has gone? And remember, we're trying to be racially...
Biased?
Sensitive. No. Yes.
Ah, yes. I believe Barack Obama to be carrying on the legacy that myself and so many others had lain before him.
Lain. It's the second time you said that.
I'm going for the hat trick. After all, Barack Obama is a great, great, great grandson of mine, and we both have wooden teats.
I didn't know he had wooden teats. You'd think that Barack had enough money to get really. Well, let's get down to the nitty gritty. I want to get down to, you know, we did a lot of political questions here and stuff like that, but I want to get down to the real George.
The real George is ready to speak.
Take the general out of you. Take the president out of you. Take. The inventor.
Can you take the sunshine out of the sky?
Take the slave fucker out. Let's go to the bare roots of George.
Okay? Ask the question.
What was your favorite sport to play?
Oh, my favorite sport. This is the question. My favorite sport was called Survive the Winter and Run a Fledgling Country. Ever heard of it? I do also like golf.
Boxers or briefs?
Back in my day,
We wore a halfpenny sack around our waist.
And crotch holders that were made of wool.
That's right. It was a nonstop scratch fest down there. Open wounds and rashes 6 days a week.
Ouch. You didn't have Gold Bond back then.
I guess not. Are you for or against gay marriage?
Well, I believe that all marriages should be gay, or why do it at all? My wife, Martha, and I enjoyed many gay years together, and I would have not traded it for the world.
So you like a little cock and a little pussy.
What's this now?
Cock and balls?
I lain with a woman.
Oh, my bad. I guess I don't understand old English.
Old English, the furniture polish?
Right. That's why I told Molly to get some at the store.
It's a miracle liquid.
Thomas Paine and Thomas Jefferson both hated your fucking guts. Why was that?
I am a Leo, and they were both Geminis. I think I've said enough.
And the last question, I guess. True or false, you are a bisexual?
False. Goodbye.
Oh, got it. Oh. Jason, are you there?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it was awful.
Talk into the mic.
What was that? What was that?
We had George Washington's spirit here. He came through your body.
I was not done talking to him either.
My mouth tastes like pine. What is that?
It's teeth.
Wood teeth?
Wood teeth, I think.
Wood teats?
Wow, are you okay? Do you need a drink of water or anything?
I feel like I've been violated.
You probably have been.
Molly, you said you're going to shower early. Maybe we could just go upstairs, two birds, one stone, just shower this thing off.
Shower this thing off. All right, well, let's let Jason get himself together. Why don't you go ahead and read the upcoming release schedule?
Well, that's fine. He can get himself together. But the next time we do that, I think maybe we should have some warning when he's coming back, because I was not done talking to George.
You can't control these things.
You know what? How about you have him coming to you next time?
Oh,
all right?
No, because I have questions. Okay.
Jesus.
Well, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
It sounds like it.
Oh, I don't mean to be. Okay. Upcoming release schedule. We have episode 138 that's featuring the interview with Matt Woods. We have episode 139, Summer Safety, is now available. Episode 140, this episode right here, will be released on July 4th with fireworks.
We don't have that in the budget. Why did you say that?
Now the people are going to be on fireworks.
Well, get some goddamn sparklers. They're not that expensive.
There's going to be a bunch of little kids all upset when they push play and it doesn't have fireworks. That reminds me of a story. We got a time for it real quick.
After the release schedule.
Okay.
Episode 141 will be released on July 11th. And don't forget, July 7th through July 11th is National Nude Recreation Week, the best way to rid yourself of those pesky tan lines and succumb to body shame all at once.
Booyah. Best holiday ever.
Ah, I didn't realize. Okay. Please remember to submit your mystery tags and fan feedback to be read live, as well as your questions for upcoming artist interviews.
At blake@ibwip.com. So anyway, do you remember Farmville?
Yes.
Remember?
On Facebook?
On Facebook. We used to play Farmville. Well, I remember one 4th of July, like I had spent all of these coins on like this big fireworks thing, and it was supposed to go off. It was supposed to go off at a certain time in your farm.
Yeah.
And I remember I sat in front of my computer, waited and watched the countdown on this little fucking firecracker, right? And I thought it was going to be this really cool thing, right? Because I spent a lot of coins on it.
Yeah. If you spend a lot of coins on Farmville, you expect something huge.
Right. Yeah. And all it was like, it was like one of those popping ones, you know, they pull the string and it just pops out confetti. That's all it was.
God, that pisses me off.
I was so mad.
God damn it.
It sounded a lot funnier earlier.
Was it? Did you sit in front of the computer all night, 4th of July night, waiting for this and missing actual fireworks to watch this?
No, I think it happened at a certain time and I was going to be home or something. I didn't really have a lot of friends back then.
But that's different now. You have a lot of friends now.
Oh, I've got so many. I got Jason. Mm-hmm. You're not one of them.
Right.
And Molly, you're not one of them.
No.
But I've got so many friends.
Oh my God, you're so lucky.
On Facebook, don't check this out. On Facebook,
yeah.
I have like 900 friends.
Oh my God, I wish I had 900 friends.
No, you don't, dude. It's stressful.
Is it taxing to have 900 friends?
How do you keep up with them all?
Well, you probably...
Tell me about 745. Tell me all about them.
Oh, number 745?
Yeah, tell me all about them.
Well, her name...
Of course, it's a her, but go ahead.
Well, most of the ones
that's
are.
That's true. Yeah.
What number was it?
747.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they said 742. 747 is this blonde girl.
Yeah.
And she's got...
How tall is she?
Huh?
How tall?
Not very tall.
I bet she's short, yeah.
Not very tall at all.
Oh, shit.
And she's got a lip ring.
Oh, my God. Ooh, inner lip.
One of the two lips.
Oh, shit. I get it.
Right.
It's funny.
Thanks. And she posts the most amazing pictures of her food.
Because she's a vegetarian. She's probably like eating all this food and stuff, right?
Right.
She's like eating it up.
It's all good for you and stuff. And I'm like.
Oh, double like it.
LOL, like.
What happened if you had a friend named Josh and then had another friend named Josh? What would you do then?
I would separate them.
Mm-hmm.
I would put one on my private account.
That's so hot.
Yeah, I put one on my private account, and I would talk dirty to him.
Oh, fuck. Farmville.
That's pretty cool. Dude, if you have two accounts,
mm-hmm.
two great things about having two different accounts. One, your wife doesn't know about it. And two, you can ask people for twice as many coins.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
It's awesome. Oh, man. Do you want to hear anything else about it? Or no?
Tell me about number seven.
Number seven. Eh. Some old guy in Rochester, New York, plays it himself and shows me pictures of it. No big deal.
Awesome.
Nice.
All right, folks. Well, I think we're gonna take a deep breath. Okay. And we're gonna ponder what we have just accomplished.
Ponderosa.
Or lack thereof. And we're going to say thank you to all the listeners out there. We're going to say thank you to our founding fathers.
Thank you, George.
Muchas gracias.
We're going to say thank you to the troops.
Yes.
Thank you, troops.
We're going to really say thank you to the reserves.
Eh.
Well, they do a lot, like every other weekend.
Oh, I didn't even think about it like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like one weekend they have their kids, one weekend they go to the base and do file work.
It's like the country is their other kid.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And
thanks, reserves.
Want to thank hold on a second.
That's disgusting. Ah, I don't want to see it.
I'm glad to see that wasn't formatted out.
Right. But thank you everybody for listening. We will be back. Molly?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Up until just now. I do not want to see you hacking loogies up. Yeah.
Jason.
Yang and Yang. I hated the show up until that.
Thank you for letting us use your body as like a pod to the unknown.
I have lava soap at home. I will use the entire bar tonight.
Internal or external?
Probably a little of both.
Well, one. Yeah, no, yeah. I didn't think. Yeah, one bar for each.
Oh, I thought you only had one bar.
I'll cut it in half
and I'll insert one into my anus and then I will use the other one on the outside of my body.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you again, folks. Remember, IBWIP.com, your one-stop shop for everything there is to know about this show.
It's important.
I'm off my game today. I think it's because I'm wearing work clothes. I just feel like I'm supposed to be proper.
You look fucking stupid.
I do. I have like this tidy shirt on. Anyway. All right. Thank you, everybody. Here is the next song. It's The Big Bad Wolf, which Molly calls me often, by Charlie and the Foxtrots.
IBWIP is like the grand finale of a fireworks display. There was a lot of booms and pows, but isn't worth the 3 hours you sat in the grass waiting for it.
Come on, girl, follow me. We're gonna take a ride down to the sea. Buried treasure lies buried deep beneath my heart inside. Baby sweet, don't you know I've been through this same old thing before. This is a man who'll never keep. that you have never met. Memories ripped out to begin. And cycled time and time again. Darling dear, face so sweet. I'm the baddest one you'll ever see. I blow right down your house made out of straw. And eat you up till I can't have no more. I chop down the cherry tree, took some fruit and left the rest of me.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.